Radio.
If you have a look at our first reading over the last 3 days, we've been hearing from the book of Ezra and from someone called Ezra. So who was Ezra? Well, I think he's one of the more interesting characters in the Old Testament. He was a priest and a scribe during the time when the Jewish people were rebuilding Jerusalem after many years of long time in exile. And through Ezra's ministry, the people came together and recommitted themselves to their covenant with God. No longer would they follow after false idols as they had done previously. They would once more be the people God had called them to be. Just before today's reading, Ezra receives news that many of the people have been marrying foreigners, which essentially meant pagans, which was against the law of Moses. Devastated at this latest setback, Ezra turned to God and asked him for his help. But Ezra doesn't jump right in and make his petition. If you notice, instead, he recounts all the ways God has been merciful in the past. He talks about how the people's sins have led them to be in disconnect with God and a humiliation in their exile. And he recalls how God has brought them back home. He doesn't let the people remain in their lowly state. What does God do? Well, God forgives them. He gives them a second chance. And now Ezra, in today's reading, prays that God will give them yet another chance. He begs God to forgive them again and pour his grace upon them despite all they have done to wrong him in the past. Today's first reading, I think, is a great model for the sacrament of reconciliation. Ezra shows us that it's okay to turn to God again and again, and for some of us again and again and again and again and again, when we do wrong. We may feel wretched because of what we've done, even to the point of not wanting to go to confession. Sometimes people say that they'd like to go to confession, but they worry that the priest is going to give them a verbal tongue lashing about why they're sinful people. That's not how God works. In a homily a few months ago, Pope Francis gave his description of the sacrament of penance. He said, and I quote, "Go to Jesus. He would be happy if you told him. He forgets. He kisses you. He embraces you. And he says to you, neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on sin no more." That's the only counsel that Jesus gives us in the sacrament of reconciliation. After a month, if we are in the same situation, what does Pope Francis tell us to do? Go back to God. God never tires of forgiving. Never. It is we, I think, who tire of asking for forgiveness. The Pope says, let us go and ask for grace, not to tire of asking for forgiveness, because God never tires of forgiving. Father, thank you for your endless mercy. Help us never to shy away from the sacrament of reconciliation. Help us instead to see it as a precious gift of your love and healing. Amen.
Radio.org.au